morning. This is WRTH News at 12:54. Under cloudy skies, our temperature at Lambert Field, 78 degrees. The forecast from Avco Weather Service says partly cloudy, warm and humid into Sunday, with scattered thundershowers increasing each afternoon through the weekend. President Nixon praised the nation's youth before a crowd of 75,000 persons Thursday night at the Billy Graham Crusade in Knoxville, Tennessee. The president shouted over chanted obscenities from a small crowd of dissenters and appealed to the young people to work for change through political activities rather than through violence. Americans took part Thursday in only four significant clashes in Cambodia, all of them involving helicopters. In one engagement 18 miles inside the neutral country, the gunships killed 34 communists. There were no U.S. casualties. Several labor leaders have started taking some verbal pot shots at the White House, among them the new president of the UAW, Leonard Woodcock. Gary Axelson reports from Washington.
Walter Ruthie's successor apparently plans to follow the former UAW president's lead on social reform. Leonard Woodcock began by blasting the Nixon administration for the war, social injustice, and inflation.
Our leadership, and I think in general our membership, always want to have confidence in the man who is the President of the United States. I must confess that our faith at the moment is sorely tried.
Woodcock laid the blame for inflation on the White House doorstep. He denied that labor or management, for that matter, were primarily to blame. A good part of the alleged fiscal mismanagement, according to Woodcock, is Pentagon spending. The labor leader said if General Motors operated the way the defense establishment does, they would quickly go bankrupt. This is Gary Axelson in Washington.
A fuel tank exploded and set fire to a non-producing oil platform Thursday in the Gulf of Mexico off the Galveston, Texas coast. At least two persons were killed, seven are missing, and 17 were rescued. Wall Street traders reacted optimistically Thursday to encouraging economic reports from Washington. For the second consecutive day, prices soared upward in the heaviest trading of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average chalked up the best two-day advance in its history. The father of one of the two officers charged in that Vietnamese hut firing, Robert Lee Sr., was contacted by Worth News at his home in Springfield, Missouri, and he said his son has received many decorations. Here is a portion of that interview.
He received either 8 or 9 commendation medals during a period from Christmas 1968 till Christmas 1969. He received 2 bronze stars for heroism. And on Easter last year, he was wounded, and he got the Purple Heart for that, plus the combat infantry badge.
That was Robert Lee Sr., the father of one of the two officers charged in the Vietnamese hut firing. 6 young men, including the author of the Black Panther coloring book, have been arraigned in Sacramento, California on murder conspiracy charges. They and another suspect were arrested in connection with the shooting death of a Sacramento policeman May 9th. And Senator William Proxmire of Wisconsin told Worth News in Washington he thinks the Senate may ground the SST.
It's 3.5 times greater than it was last year. It's $290 million. At a time when the President and the Congress are striving so hard to reduce spending and to come close to a balanced budget, this $290 million makes a ripe target because the benefits are very small, confined to a very tiny percentage of the total population. And the costs are so immense and the risk is so great.
That was Senator William Proxmire of Wisconsin commenting before Worth News microphones in Washington. Worth News continues in a moment.
From Worth Music 59, here is Mrs. Dory Potts for the St. Louis Public Library.
Your St. Louis Public Library takes the current environmental crisis very seriously, so we are recommending a fine book on the subject. Our Polluted World, Can Man Survive? By John Perry, who is concerned about man's survival in an environment that man, a relatively new species himself, manipulates to serve his needs. Can man continue to dump tremendous amounts of waste products on land and into the air and water and still escape extinction? Borrow Our Polluted World, Can Man Survive? A timely and significant must-read book from the St. Louis Public Library soon.
Two youths forced 3 employees of a 905 liquor store at 1400 North Grand and 2 customers inside a cooler and made off with $400 in cash yesterday. Police reported that one of the youths was armed. The two grabbed the money from a cash drawer and fled. No one was hurt during the holdup. The East St. Louis Board of Election Commissioners cannot prevent the chronic voting irregularities in city elections, according to Board Attorney William Hoto. Since the board is merely an administrative body, Hoto says, we are not prosecutors or investigators. He added that despite the frauds, you do get a reasonably honest election. And programs on drug abuse for elementary and high school teachers will be conducted this summer by the St. Louis College of Pharmacy. The programs, held in cooperation with the Prosecutor's Narcotics Commission, were announced by Gene McNary, St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney. Topics discussed at the programs will include legal, sociological, and research aspects of drug and alcohol abuse. Faculty will include physicians, attorneys, pharmacists, psychologists, and government agents. Now from Avco Weather Service, the forecast for Greater St. Louis.
Well, this morning in Radar Satellite Central, we look forward toward the weekend with an idea to partly cloudy, warm conditions with rather humid conditions during the day. A chance of scattered thunder showers increasing in activity each day into the weekend. The low temperatures throughout the period in the mid-60s from this morning through Sunday morning, and the highs both today and tomorrow and Sunday in the middle 80s. And that's the weather. Tony Sands, APCO Weather Service, back to WRTH.
And at the present time, our readings indicate 76 at the Arch and in Alton Wood River, officially at Lambert Field, 78 degrees. Humidity 50%, the barometer at 30.04 inches, and the wind is out of the southeast at 12 miles per hour. Once again, 78 at Lambert Field. Bill Elliott reporting next news at 1:25 on WRTH, Wood River, Avco Radio, serving Greater St. Louis 24 hours a day.